Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting a survey now, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay,
thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print radio, internet blog, or... Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Wonderful. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? You will definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
Between 40 and 50.
Thank you. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same? Are more important. Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No comment.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied about it, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No comment.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better.
Better. Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. First, we have rising crime and violence. Second, stagnant wages and rising costs. Third, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Fourth, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Fifth, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Sixth, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Seventh, the lack of quality education opportunities. Eighth, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Five.
That would be the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Is that the only one, or would you like to select an additional one?
There's multiple, but I just leave it like that.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first name that we have on the list is Kamala Harris. What number would you give her?
No opinion.
No opinion. Next name on the list is Democrats in Congress.
No opinion.
Their name is J.D. Vance.
Very cool.
If you have to provide a number from 0 to 100, what number would
zero.
You give him? Zero. Okay, thank you. Donald Trump?
Minus zero.
Okay. Jill Stein?
I'm sorry?
Jill Stein?
What's that?
Is an independent candidate for the president.
No opinion.
Okay. Joe Biden?
No opinion.
Republicans in Congress?
No opinion.
Project 2025?
No opinion.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
No opinion.
Thank you. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? And if you are on the side, please say so.
On the side.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Don't decide.
And what do you need to hear more from the candidates in order to make a choice?
Just how to take account what direction they want to go. What direction they want to go.
Okay.
And where's the base again? Where are you pulling from?
Sorry?
Where survey is this? Where are you pulling from?
Well, I am calling on the behalf of National Opinion Service. That's the name of our company.
Who are you working for?
National Opinion Service.
Okay.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statements are very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote for her. You may use any number between 0 to 10. The first statement. Both Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instill in her commitment to fight for the rights for all people, but especially for those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As an attorney general of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company. And marijuana arrest and incarcerations dropped. And as for Senator, Harris was a champion of black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. Is this a very convincing reason for you or not at all?
What was that?
The statement that I just read about Kamala Harris' work, is something that for you will be a convincing reason to vote for her or not?
No comment.
Okay. All right. The politics, as usual, isn't working for working people. We need something different, a reset, a change from the same old. And for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris will make history as our first black woman president, but more important right now is the change she represents from the same tired choices we have been limited these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fight and division. If we want change, we have to vote for a candidate that's change. How would you rate this reason to vote? Like, very convincing or not?
Yes.
And from 0 to 10, what number would you provide to this reason?
9.
Thank you. All right, next statement. What kind of country do we want to live in while Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate? Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom to do not just get by, but get ahead, but be safe from the gun violence. The freedom to make choices about your own body. The freedom to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom and that if we fight, we win. That's what this election is all about. How would you rate this statement as a reason to vote? Sorry?
Yeah.
How would you rate this statement? From 0 to 10.
9.
And the last one for this question, housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them
How long would it take? I'm sorry.
A couple of more minutes. I will try to expedite as much as possible. To force them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners, as Vice President Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing, and to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people to stay in their home during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make an affordable house a top priority. How convincing is this reason for you to vote for her?
9.
All right. Now let me ask you again, if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy.
Can I just make it easy for you?
Okay, yes.
Can I make it easy for you? I will never, ever, ever vote for Donald Trump. My whole entire family will not vote for him.
Okay, and from the other candidates, who would you choose?
Kamala Harris, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now let me ask you again, now that we have talked a little bit more about the elections, would you say the upcoming 2024 presidential elections and congressional are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Yes.
More important?
More important.
Much more important or somewhat more important?
Very much important.
Thank you. Okay, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
I'm very vested in it every day, every time, all the time.
Okay, would you say very often, often?
Very often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, or X, or other?
All of them are both.
Okay, you can choose just two. What do you think? What would you say are the ones that you receive more information from?
Well, I can tell you anything about that.
Okay, don't worry. It's okay. And the last few questions we are about to finish are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade high school, from college graduate with a bachelor's degree or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated or divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times
a week.
Every week. Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
It's mixed.
Would you say about half?
Yes.
And how would you describe the area where you live, an urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No comment.
Okay. Okay, don't worry. And the last question is, do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. With this, we conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and time. Enjoy the rest of the day.